Welcome, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order. It's 11:43. Whitney's taking minutes for me today because Alex is absent. Just as a reminder, and for those of you that are new, we do have to record the meetings and post them publicly. So we choose to just record the audio and post it on the website. So if you do speak, you just grab one of these mics, hit the button, make sure it's green, and then you can talk. If it's orange or red, that means it's muted. And then there's just a couple, thank goodness we are not voting on anything today because we do not have a quorum, but that's okay. We can still have the meeting. There's a couple new people that I just want to introduce in the room. We have, this is not Melissa Corona over here, this is Erica Ringer. She's going to be our new representation for our special education department. And then up here I have Diana Diaz, who is going to be our HR representation. And say that again. It's not going to go overhead. It's just to record the audio. Yeah. So if you need me to talk louder, I will. I used to be a cheerleader in a past life, believe it or not. and then we also have one of our CTE teachers, Leandra Walls. I invited her today to see the presentation about kids teaching kids healthy lifestyles. So we're excited to have her here today. So thank you. Okay, let's look at the minutes real quick from the November meeting. Can you guys see that? I'm just kidding. I know I needed to. I'll scroll through these. We don't have to vote on these. I just need a motion in a second. At the last meeting, this is when we broke into the groups and kind of wrote all over the papers. Anybody want to make a motion?
I move that we accept the meeting minutes.
Okay. Nicole Hartman and Whitney is second to me. All right, cool. That's done. Okay, moving in to committee updates. Whitney, is that going to be you for physical activity?
Yes.
Well, while you're writing that, I can do the wellness plan update. So we have met a couple times. There's a group, I don't see anybody here. There's a group of four of us that are looking at the staff wellness portion and the school-based activities portion as well. And we're in the thick of it right now. I don't have a lot of information to give you. We're just reading it line by line and looking at what still aligns with what we're doing and what we need to change. So that's the biggest thing with the wellness plan subcommittee. Anybody from physical activity or child nutrition? Do you have a question?
I didn't have a question. Is that what we were looking at last? That was the wellness plan, and so y'all are going through.
Yeah, and so, and there's portions of the wellness plan. So there's a physical activity portion. There's a child nutrition portion. There's a school-based activities and staff wellness. So since we already have the subcommittees for physical activity and nutrition, I handed that to them. And then the wellness plan subcommittee is looking at those other two. And then that's where I pulled in HR to help with that. Who's next?
So for physical activity, we met, I wasn't here, but they met, but what really came out of it, we did the teacher survey. The majority of it was teachers wanting more recess time, that the 20 minutes is not enough, which I think everybody agrees. But we as a committee have to find a creative way to word it in our wellness plan to try to increase those minutes somehow. So we have to come up with a creative way to get that done. One of the questions that was asked in an email post-meeting was about sports and PE equipment being included in new school budget. It is. That is 100% included. I'm the charge who comes up with the list. I have to send out four quotes and requisitions in order for all that to be ordered. Whether the school orders everything that I say, I have no control over that. I know Sunfield didn't get everything that I had requested. I'm not 100% sure with Colin. I think they got a little bit more. But I'm doing that right now for Ramage Elementary. Actually, did that this morning. So that is also happening.
Okay, perfect. Child nutrition?
schools that are free to all the students in the schools, if they pass this, they'll turn it to them, which means that everyone else has to go back to application. But that also means we're trying to change the method of how we're verifying information, and so that would make it much more cumbersome to build process applications, and so that's going to discourage people to put an application in, which goes directly into Title I funding for the school district. So child nutrition and Title I funding for the school district are interlinked. You know, that's how Title I funding is funded by child nutrition, because that's the status of the economic group of Spanish students. If this does pass, though, and like I said, it's the House Ways and Means Committee right now, and it looks like it's going to get to the House Board. If it gets to the House Board, it may pass. The possible start date for this would be next year, be April 1st. So, yeah, it'd be April 1st, which means that, you know, we would be okay. As Hayes would be okay, I think, as a whole. A lot of our students that are in these campuses already, a lot of them do qualify for the most part. You know, it would just be the parents that don't have applications in. They will be affected by this. The rest of the district wouldn't really be affected by this. Other districts though, around us, San Marcos, all their schools are free, they're going to get severely impacted by this. Severely impacted by this. Because this threshold that they're increasing the students from 25% to 60%. So it's a giant jump. Again, I'm just bringing it to everyone's attention to hear about it. But it's at the House level right now in the House of Representatives in D.C. And I'm actually on the website right now to see if it's in the agenda. It's in another line, and so I feel like we're going to try to sneak it in somewhere, but I can't really tell. But other than that, we'll just keep on. You know, we've got the Flavor Fest, so we're doing another Flavor Fest this year. If you were in the shop committee last year, remember we did Flavor Fest last year at Johnson. That was really successful. You know, and Flavor Fest, what it is, essentially, it's a trade show for students, and we're going to bust in students from Hemphill and Simon to Lehman this year, because last year was at Johnson, so we're going to the other side of town, and we have our vendors set up, you know, new products that we haven't had in schools yet, testing and trying. We bring the students through, get their feedback from the kids, and, you know, make a little bit of data on it, so we move forward. So that's coming at the end of this month. Anything else going on? We do a lot. Angelica's really busy.
Next month is National Nutrition Month, so in March. We have some promos that are going to be going out that we'll see at our campuses. And next month, we also will host the chapter teaching meeting. Yeah. Oh, plant days. Yes, we have plant days, which we're going to be testing and surveying recipes at Lincoln High School.
There's a lot. We're really good. So the plant-based pilot that we did last year at Johnson, that was really successful. And again, this year, we're going to try to win and see how it goes.
On the applications that come in, you're talking about reduced lunch, and is there citizenship data collected on parents that follow those applications?
No. So, and as far as my knowledge is, if you're in migrant status, you're not qualified.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
And the house, do you know the house resolution? The house voting means no number? Yes, no number.
It's not a bill number. So far, it's how I found it, actually, was it's a 50-page document that was released by Politico that was given to a house member. In there, it's 50 pages of really interesting stuff, like taking away the nonprofit status for hospitals, getting rid of the homework exemption tax, all that other stuff. So it's somewhere, it's very
deep. Hey, Ryan, can you hear me?
It's like page 35, I think.
Sorry.
Out of 50, but yeah.
Can you hear me, Ryan? Sorry, I'm talking.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Yes. Okay, thank you guys for those updates. I appreciate that. Ryan, do you want me to make you presenter, or?
Yeah, if that'd be okay, so I don't have to bug you about switching slides.
Okay. You should be able to share your screen now.
Okay. Perfect. Do y'all see it?
No, I gotta switch it over there for him.
Okay.
We see it. All right. So next up on our agenda, I have Ryan Eason. He is from Medical City, and he is going to present to us about a program offered through Catch. Am I saying that right, Suzanne?
It's not offered through.
Okay.
It's just we
partnered.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to say that much more about it because Ryan's the expert, and I don't want to misspeak. So Ryan, I'm going to let you take the floor.
Oh, thank you, Megan, and thank you, Suzanne, for introducing us to the ACE SHAC committee. Greetings, everybody. I do want to make a quick note. Abby Miller and Meg Moss were planning to be there in person, and Meg, I don't know if she reached out to you or not. They also have hospitals in El Paso, and so they had both had to go out to El Paso today to handle something that's going on over there. So they were disappointed not to be there with you guys, but, you know, we're so thankful to Meg and Abby because they are with St. David's Healthcare, and they are taking on this program that is quickly growing statewide to support the school districts in Central Texas to make it free. And so I'm going to share this deck. Megan also has it, and she can share with you guys after today's meeting, but I will go ahead and get started. Sure. So Kids Teaching Kids is exactly as it sounds. Every year we work with CTE students across the state, and they work on various projects that all culminate into a digital book that is then used the next school year as part of our 21-day snacking challenge. And so we work very closely with the PE teachers at the schools. We make sure that our program does align with the updated health and PE teaks, so we want to make sure that it's not something that's added to the PE teacher's plate, but something that helps check off their boxes. And these are the programs that we work with. I'll go into greater detail, but we work with culinary, graphic design, audiovisual, education and training, and marketing. On the culinary side, should a high school culinary teacher want to participate, what we do is we provide them all of the guidelines and the checklists, and they can introduce the program whenever they feel like. There is a deadline, but they can they don't have to do it at the beginning of the year. There is a 45-minute presentation that our dietitians have put together that they play during class, and it's to help teach these students about the understanding of food labels, how to calculate recipes. After that education segment is completed, then that class has a certain time frame of when to complete their snack recipes. So they get to pick whatever fruit or vegetable to build the snack recipe around. The high school students have to do their own nutritional facts of that recipe creation that then gets checked off with their dietitians and then submitted. Graphic design, next week, the 21st, next week, that is our due date for our graphic design contest throughout the year. So we give the instructors our theme, and the graphic design students, based on the theme, create a cover and a recipe layout page to be entered into the contest. And whoever wins that contest, that graphic design student will be able to produce next year's book that 30,000 plus families use across the state. So it's a great opportunity to highlight these students and their skills. Audiovisual, so these students, so our program is digital in English and Spanish. I want to make sure I share that. And the audiovisual students, what they do is they film the recipes that the high school kids create, a how-to recipe video, and also they do character building wellness video that the education training students do. And with that, the education training, this is really important because, our program first started off to be, all about nutrition, but, since COVID, we've expanded to the whole child. And so it's not only promoting healthier eating at home, but also character building and activity. And so the education and training students, they get a topic from CASEL, and they build a two-minute script, so a storytelling, whether it be. And then they can, and the script has to be approved by the district's counselor to make sure that it falls in line with the teachings of the district and that it is appropriate for elementary students. Once that gets approved, then they connect with the audiovisual students and they create that character building video. And then the marketing students, Leander in your area is an amazing student, an amazing part of their program. So these marketing students, what they do is do the research. They learn everything about the snacking challenge, and then they connect with their district's communications department and with the PTA, PTO, to see what is appropriate communication to parents, what is approved communication. And from that, they build out a marketing campaign around the 21-day challenge with their target audience being parents. And so through different phases of the program, they institute different types of communication. And once that plan gets approved by the district and by the PTA, PTO, we provide, KCG Kids provides this classroom with the marketing budgets. We give them funds to help support their efforts in reaching out about the challenge. And Leander did a great job with that. So this is an example of the digital book. So this was a graphic design student in Wiley ISD last year that won the contest. The theme this school year is Under the Sea. And so in your area, Leander is participating in it right now, and St. David's is supporting. But one of the things that we want to make sure we want to try to help work with our district partners to communicate, over-communicate, is all of the resources and assets that are available to kids and families through this program. And it's all about from the creative minds of high school students. So this is an example of one of the recipe pages that's in the digital book. So should the kid or parent want to make the seashell bites, they can just, they can click or scan the QR code here, and that's that video to show from the culinary students to show how to make the snacks that they created. And then over on the side, every single recipe page has a different character building wellness video and an activity video. And so, you know, from the importance of honesty, how to treat others, these education training students do an amazing job on building out of the scripts and the videos. We do have a PE teacher video contest, and so the PE teachers submit videos, activity videos, and those that make the book, they can earn funds for the program. So we want to promote, you know, nutrition, character building, activity at home. And so what is the 21 Day Snacking Challenge? So I'm sure those in the room here have heard, you know, it takes 21 days to build a habit, and so we've kind of taken that, whether it be a wise tale or not, there's not much, too much research around it, but we took that and ran with it with the 21 Day Snacking Challenge, and it's our innovative approach to promote nutrition education and character building with elementary students. So they commit, when the parents sign them up, they commit to eating a healthier snack during the 21 days, you know, watch the wellness videos, and have access to activity videos as well. And so the program should provide the Shack and one before for next year. So there's actually three phases. There's a registration period. Usually it's about either a full week or a school week. And this gives the PE teachers enough time to communicate to their students about the snacking challenge. So the students can then go to their parents and ask them to, if they can sign them up for the challenge. So there's about a week of communication that goes on through there. The last day of the registration is actually the first day of the challenge. And so that's the 21 days where they'll either make or eat, different types of fruits and vegetables from the high school students, or just eating a simple apple or orange or carrot, you know, during snack time. It's all good. You just want to promote more fruit and vegetable consumption. And they give families and the kids access to these wonderful videos that the high school kids and PE teachers put together. And the one thing that takes a little bit of extra communication is on the 2 weeks after the last day of the challenge, we send out a final assessment to those parents that signed up their kids. Because what we're doing is through this challenge is we're able to collect aggregate data that we then present back to the Shacks and to the boards of our district partners to show the improvement of how their kids did. And so the final assessment is done about 3 weeks after the challenge on there. And so they just kind of share what they did. So through St. David's, we provide a kit to each of the schools that would like to participate. So it's not a mandate that every elementary school participates. So it's just, we just want to support those teachers and schools that want to push the program for that. And then we provide a kit, which is compiled with banners, carpool signs, stickers, flyers in English and Spanish, and so forth. This is a screenshot of the event portal. So like I said, the program is 100% digital in English and Spanish. And so when the parents sign their kids up, we ask them to bookmark this. We provide all of their assets in one place. And so information about the event, their books in English and Spanish, access to a snacking log if they want to download or print it. The Healthy Snack Finder, this is hugely important and very utilized. Though we would love families to make the snacks that are in the current book they're using, we do not want families to have to go to the, you know, purchase all, you know, new ingredients that are in the book, you know, spend $50, $80 worth of ingredients to match up. what's in the recipes, they can just simply click on the Healthy Snack Finder and type in the ingredients they already have in their household, and they'll find other snack recipes that high school kids created from previous years. The program's been around since 2010. There's over close to 700 snack recipes that these high school kids have created. So we wanted to definitely want to promote that. And then messages for there. So this is some data. So since 2014 is actually when we first started the 21-day challenge with one district, and it's quickly grown. Well, we've had over 400,000 students participate in the 21-day challenge. And so this is the data that's been reported by their parents during the pre and post. And so there's been significant decreases in chip consumption, cookies and candy, sodas, while we're also increasing fruits and vegetable consumption. One thing that we are now noticing, especially for our districts that we have partnered with many years, is we're seeing significant changes in data with kids that participated in the challenge 2+ years versus kids that never participated or only participated 1 year. We're seeing those kids that participated 2+ years are having much better pre-snacking habits when they're doing the challenge. So, the suggestion is that, through more participation in this, they're building those healthier habits. This is just an example of a data report. Should Hayes want to participate, we'll give to the Shacks every year to show how they did from the students that signed up, that have completed the challenge, and so forth. One thing that's worth noting that we do add into this, I don't know if y'all can see my cursor here, but when the parents do sign up their kids, we do ask the parents, on the USDA standard questions on food insecurity. And so, for example, one of the questions is, we feel like we're going to run out of food before we get more money. And so this is the aggregate data that we then provide back to our district partners that say, like, at Smith Elementary and Hayes ISD, just example, 32% of your parents said they felt food insecure. Just so for you guys to know that St. David's, as well as us here in North Texas, we have great community partners like through the American Heart and the food banks that we can have some, we have some programming that we can put into schools if they're interested. So this is just, some information for you guys to have to think about. We put in our second food pantry with Fort Worth ISD up here based on this data. So those are just, I just want to throw that extra layer there on that. We do give every student a gift for participating in the challenge. So this year's gift is a large cutting board mat of the front cover. So next year's gift will probably be the same, but our theme for next year is Superhero Snackers. So the high school students are creating their designs on superheroes. So every student that signs up and completes the challenge gets a gift for participating. We also are there for supporting teachers and professional development. So one thing that I have not shared yet is that our program is in partnership with the United Way. And so they get grants and sponsors for the program, and 100% of those funds goes back to supporting teachers in classrooms. So if a CTE student's project makes the book, so if a recipe makes the book, if the character building video makes the book, then we give that classroom money for it. So we're essentially paying for their project. Each classroom gets funds from kids to kids. And then for PE teachers, we understand that a lot of them do not, the districts are unable to support them with their professional membership or to take them to conference, and we want to help support that. And so we have a couple incentives for PE teachers. This year, if they get 20% of their school campus to sign up, Kids Teaching Kids will cover their annual tapered membership. And if you're not familiar with tapered, that's the kind of like the governing body of the PE teachers, health and PE teachers in the state of Texas. And so we'll pay for their membership, and they get a $50 Amazon gift card from United Way. But the big one is the PE scholarship. So if they're able to get 50% of those students that signed up to take the final assessment, because again, that's the data that we provide to the districts, they get to choose which conference they want to go to, summer or annual, and we pay for their registration and hotel room stay for that. And so depending on the conference, it's a different value. So the summer conference is about $650, and the annual conference is about $900 because it's an extra day. So just to give you all a little, I think I have it on the next slide. Oh, so this is what we supported last year. We supported close to $23,000 went to CTE classrooms through the various projects in the Kids Teaching Kids book. And then on the PE teacher side, we awarded about 56,000 to PE teachers through different ways, through their membership, scholarship, Amazon gift card, and then if their activity video makes the book, then they get funds for their program to help purchase new equipment, buy new equipment. I'm really awesome to share that so far this year, we have already supported over 190 memberships with the program this year. We're taking over 80 teachers to conference this year, and the classrooms, every any teachers whose video makes the book, they will at least earn $1,000 to support their classroom. Oh, sorry. Just a snapshot. This year, we're working about 27 school districts, over 350 schools within those districts. Over 30,000 students will have participated in the 21-day challenge, and over 900 CTE students have participated in the various projects. Going into next school year, we'll be expanding to the Valley and maybe to Corpus, the product Corpus, but love to grow our partnership in the Central Texas Austin area and really highlight what these high school kids can do. This is one of on our website. It's for school districts. This is where the CTE director or coordinator can learn about the program. We've created a video for them. And this is where they can register their programs. And then these are the guidelines from each of the programs that we work with. And then on the PE teacher side, we've created a PE video in a way for them to register. The district can decide when they want to do it, so the PE lead can, whether they want to do it in the fall or spring. But it has to be in unison. We can't have different elementary schools within the same district pick different dates. So it all has to work during the same time. So for example, in Hayes, the PE director would pick when they went to do the challenge, and then whatever schools want to jump on board during that time from camp. I would like to pivot. Megan, I don't know how we want to do it. I want to kind of share, we do also have a program for staff that's very similar. Do you want me to pause? Is there any questions right now? This next one's only a couple slides.
Does anyone have any questions right now?
Actually, I have a question. You said you were operating in Leander. What campuses are you operating in Leander?
The question is, what campuses are you operating in Leander?
I can share that with you, but I'll have to stop sharing my screen and kind of pull up another thing. There's about seven schools that are doing it right now in Leander. I don't know how big the district is, but there's seven elementary schools that are currently participating. But I can get that for you.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if you can let us know, you don't have to do it right now, but just let us know who those campuses are.
And Candace is the PE director there, and so I'm more than happy to connect your CHAC members and your PE coordinator with Candace, and so they can kind of share peer-to-peer on that as well. So this is one thing that St. David's is also going to support. So what we do up here is, Many of the shacks that we work with up here, staff wellness is a shack priority, and so I'm not sure if it is with you guys, but we do have a 21-day snacking challenge, and we call it At Work, and it's mainly for adults. And so basically what it is it's still the high school kids' recipes, but rather than being from that current year, like I said before, we have about 700 snack recipes that these high school kids create. What we do is, for this book, is we take the best recipes to put into this book. So it's still the same concept where it's the recipes, but then what we want to do is really promote health education with adults. And so every single recipe page has a different health initiative. So this is a screenshot on, the signs and symptoms of a stroke, signs and symptoms of a heart attack. We have many mental health videos from anxiety, work-life balance, work-life sadness versus depression, and so forth in this book. And so one of the things that we really want to promote is be that partner with districts, with organizations. Because, it's kind of like that lunch and learn concept where, let's say, we're in Heart Month right now, Alan, and if a company gets a representative of the American Heart Association or a cardiologist at the nearby hospital comes to meet your employees, 27 employees may show up, but you have an organization that's got 5,000 employees. And so we want to make sure that we can be that conduit to provide in a mass way to get this important information out. And so this is part of a fun little staff challenge that we do. Many of our districts combine it where they do the staff as along the same time frame as the students to keep the synergy involved. So many of our district partners are doing this. This is just an example of the data. Louisville ISD gave us permission to share this, but this is again the data that they present to their shacks and to their HR benefits people to show from how their employees did. And so we show, the data board's pretty much self-explanatory, but we want to constantly show, what the employees are viewing, So like Louisville had, 8% of their employees that participated viewed mental health videos and things like that. So really kind of be that partner to share with that education that we can get out. And especially on the mental health side, it's a very hot topic these past couple of years. But if you send a therapist to come to your company to talk about anxiety, depression, suicide, things like that, employees will, for the most part, my assumption, will not show up because they don't want their coworkers to feel like they're dealing with these issues or their employer. But it's very important to get this education and this information out. So doing it as part of a fun challenge where they can view these videos on their own time and hopefully get some resources that they need. So that's kind of like our angle with that and that program. So should y'all want to participate in this as well, this is available for y'all to begin next school year. And I believe that is it. I will stop my screen. I do talk fast, so I do apologize. But any other questions on anything I've shared? Is there a CTE in there?
They're the lead culinary teacher, is that correct? Yes, the lead culinary teacher for the district is here.
Well, I love you. I love your kids. I love your program. So it actually started with culinary. I used to be on the Texas Restaurant Association board and love everything that these high school kids do. So kudos to you. I pulled up Leander, so the elementary schools that are participating in Leander right now are Hacken, Camacho, Giddens, is it Hills, H-I-S-L-E, if I'm pronouncing it right, Lakespur, Larkspur, Reed, and Westside.
Suzanne and I will actually be at a meeting tomorrow with Candace from Leander, so any questions? We're actually going to a meeting tomorrow. It's a community practice with area P
PE and Hill People, and Candace will be at that meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll be able to talk with her. And
it's in
HUDA.
You're welcome to join if you want, if you can.
Is HUDA looking at the program too, or
I'm not sure. This is kind of a separate meeting group, but she'll be there.
Ryan, just as I don't know if you heard that conversation. Our lead PE teacher for the district is here also, and she's going to a meeting where Candace will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Love to connect.
Does anybody else have any specific questions? And Ryan, you kind of touched on this a little bit. So, is there any cost to the district for bringing this in?
No, this is completely free. So St. David's is covering all the costs for the program.
And is that through the St. David's Foundation they're doing?
No, it's not through the foundation. It's through them. So it's a partnership that we have with United Way. So what St. David's does is they support the employee time resources for this. They also support all the kits and gifts that are given to the schools and kids. On the incentives as well.
Okay.
And so. And then the funds that go to the teachers and to the classrooms, that is done through our partnership with the United Way.
Okay.
Great. I have a question.
Yeah.
So in terms of timeline, since this is something we would implement with student work, would it be students who participate, like say next school year, would have it published the following year?
So the question, and this is from Ms. Walls, our lead culinary teacher. The question, the question is in regards to timeline. If this is implemented for, sorry, I'm like having to put it in my brain to put it out to you. If this is for our students for this upcoming school year, the 25-26 school year, so everything that they do would be for the following school year after that?
That is a great question. So let's say, for example, the program gets approved by the SHAC and we both, working with the PE and the CT. The CT students actually work a year ahead. So the CT students that are currently working on the various projects right now, but actually they're turning it in this month, that is for the digital book that will be used next school year. So if Hayes was to participate next school year, it would be from the previous year's CT students, but we would still be working with the Hayes Culinary next school year for the following year's book. Does that make sense? So we work a year ahead with the CT students. So let's say Hayes' snack recipe makes the book, it would be featured in the 26-27 book. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So like Leander, they're piling in with their 7 schools right now just to kind of get their feet wet. And that's kind of like what I recommend. Obviously we could, St. David's can support all the elementary schools should they want to participate, but, pilots are always good to, get a learning curve set and foundation set. And so, their programs will be featured in the next year's book, their high school.
Questions. I'll tell you guys, I've already posted this on the SHAC website, the presentation that he sent me, so if you want to go and review that, it's already there with the agenda for today. Anything staff-wise? Diana, that's helpful that there is a staff portion to it. It's like that work's already done for us.
St. David's hasn't created the book because they're introducing it, but it's in North Texas, San Antonio, and Houston right now, the staff challenge. So I'll share one of those books with you guys so y'all can see all the different resources So what we're doing, so it's our first, real quick, it's our first attempt to do the staff with the wellness videos. So what we're learning is with the district partners that we're working with right now, we're working with either their HR or their employee health, whomever it may be, because we want to make it the videos more worthwhile. We kind of just added in what we think y'all should know, but that's not the game that we want to play. So, like, for example, there's no diabetes videos in the current staff book, and so we're going to be updating it over the summer, putting some diabetes education in there and so forth. So those are things that we want love to work with if there's any, you know, vested stakeholders within Hayes to see, you know, what some, you know, other health videos that we can add to the book. So I'll share that with you, Megan, so you can share with your staff.
Okay, sounds good. Questions right now, Ryan. So thank you so much for presenting to us today. If ultimately this is something that we don't have a quorum here today, so we couldn't approve it.
Okay.
But we can do an electronic vote if we need to. So I'm sure we'll do some discussion and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, work with you and Suzanne on next steps, and I know the PE leads in there, so you know, after if it gets approved, then we'll just work with those key stakeholders. And then maybe real quick, you know, I don't know if you saw the other email with Holly Smith. I'm digressing here, but if you're interested in a school nurse education program, St. David's is interested in implementing what we have up here too. So
yes,
for your school nurses.
Yes. I will reach out about that. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Listen, thank you for your time and allowing me to speak.
Yes, of course. Thanks for being here. All right. Okay,
bye.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, the purpose of that today was just to kind of introduce that to the group. And like I said, having CTE and HR here for those portions. So we're not making any decisions today. But I mean, what are y'all's initial like thoughts about it?
Well, I would say absolutely, but I think it's more on the high school side to make that decision.
Sure.
And then the PE
sure.
teachers will follow.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think Rick needs to be more, like, he's going to have to be, like, more in that decision, because I can't go to CTE and say, here, the Shack said you guys have to do this. I mean, there's some cool things with that, and I do like the aspect of our high school students teaching our elementary students. That's huge. So, okay.
Oh. It sounds like students can participate in the challenge regardless of whether or not
yes.
we contribute to building the book.
Right, right.
So either way.
Yeah, it's almost two separate things. There's like the PE side where we could just, you know, pick a school and do a 21-day snack challenge. And then there's the CTE side where you guys would actually come up with the recipes and the ingredients and all the things. So, yeah, either way, it's a good resource to have in our back pocket. And I know with you two going tomorrow, just picking the brain of those in the room, that's helpful.
Yeah. And I also have PLC with all the PE teachers on Friday. So I could share
this
just kind of with them and introduce them to them, see how they kind of feel them out.
Yeah. No, that sounds awesome. Okay.
My only question, and of course it's right after the left, is if you had to commit to doing both pieces, or like you said, if it's, because they do seem like two totally separate initiatives,
mm-hmm.
If the elementary school can use it, but that doesn't necessarily commit to building it, or vice versa. I mean, I didn't know if that became like it has to be part of the whole parcel if you have to buy into both pieces in order to use
contest for whether or not recipes and videos would be included in the book that is generally available to a broader audience. So in my assumption, I would say probably not.
Yeah.
You could participate without contributing. Not that we wouldn't want to contribute. That'd be great. A great opportunity for our students, especially in terms of, you know, their being
I mean, if I have the stats right, that any the stats for 2+ years, they drop dramatically as far as sustaining the program?
The
burn activity you have?
Well, like,
for less than 2 years and over 2 years?
I don't know. Did anybody else see that? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'll have to go back and look at that presentation.
Yeah.
So, and one thing that we could do is just set up a separate meeting with Ryan, PE, and CTE, and really talk about the logistics of that. What does that look like before we bring it to the shack for...
before that, we would need to include
yes,
training
absolutely.
And education and
yes.
Looks like AV or graphic design
mm-hmm.
as well. I mean,
yeah. Well, it sounded like, because when I asked the question about the costs, he said that St. David's covers those employees. So I'm assuming that would be dietitians from St. David's that come in to, because you can't do that. You're the only one. okay. Well, that's some good initial discussion about it. Does anybody have anything for open discussion that's not on the agenda? Okay. Well, if not, I'm going to adjourn us so we can all get back to our days. The time is now 12:36. There's a ton of food. So if you guys want to cook it, let's go get some. All right. Thank you guys for being here.